But first of all, Ed, with the current situation that we're in, COVID cases on the rise, particularly in that age group between 18 and 25. As Secretary of the CCC, are you very concerned about games now coming in the next number of weeks?
Yes, I suppose is the short answer to that question. We have seen a rise in the communities, in the numbers that you're seeing, even going for testing. Some cases, testing is now taking more than the 24 hours that it was taking, reaching out into 48 hours. So we have seen a rise in all of that. First thing, Oisin, I suppose, is every club has to be commended for the work that they're putting in, the amount of hours that the officers there, club secretaries, spending time on phones, talking to us, updating us on numbers, updating us on results and everything. They have to be commended. And look, they are pushing at the minute the getting people to comply with the COVID regulations. But yeah, look, it's worrying. It's we just don't want to be in a position we were in last year where we see spectators taken away from games and that, you know, we just don't want to go back to that.
How close are you to postponement of the leagues?
I suppose, look, ultimately we'll stay going until such a time as either COVID or somebody steps in. We're at the stage now where we did move the playoffs for promotion and relegation to after our championship. And look, I think it was the best move at the time, and it's paid off for us now because it's given us 3 weeks in August that we have to move back our game. So catch-up weekend will be August bank holiday weekend, and hopefully at that stage most clubs will be in the position to go into round 8 and 9. However, I just had a quick look over Division 3 probably, and maybe 4, but certainly Division 3, and there's one club, dependent how this week goes for them, maybe 3 games behind. If that's the case, they're looking at playing Division 3 won't be finished until the 20th, which isn't ideal because the championship for them will be starting, for some of the clubs, will be starting the 4th and 5th of September. You know, so we'd hope to give a bigger break. But look, COVID will dictate to us rather than us to it. So that's where we find ourselves. As for postponing, we're not looking at postponing anything at all. As long as it's safe to continue, we're going to continue.
If it becomes in real danger, that a postponement becomes a reality, Ed, is there any room to pull forward the club championship final from last year to be assured that that game does not fall into a deferral or a postponement bracket?
I can tell you from our meeting the other night that one thing we all agreed on unanimously, that we will do whatever needs to be done to protect the 2020 county final.
And does that include pulling it forward by a week or two if necessary?
If situation changes, yes. The CCC ultimately have the power to change a fixture, and require this 5 days notice, and actually probably on a refixture in this case is probably less. I think it's maybe a couple of days short of that again. So yes, we do have it within our power, and as I said, it's unanimously agreed at CCC that should anything that we find that's going to have a knock-on effect that would see us maybe having to postpone or indeed defer the county final, if we can bring it forward, then that's a decision we will be happy to make.
Okay. As things stand, you envisage a situation of Saturday, the 28th of August. Maybe can you give us the reasoning around that date?
No, well, we haven't confirmed that date. That's media speculation. I think somebody maybe spoke our turn to media after our meeting, probably very quickly after our meeting the other night. And speculation went out there. The only reason that date is put out there, and obviously Sunday 29th is All-Ireland final, we have to comply, as you'd be aware, with the Broadcasting Act. And in some cases, the rights to county finals are owned by, whether it's some of the broadcasters, you know, there's two of them in the mix, as you'd know, for television rights. And we have to comply with what they would tell us. That was set aside last year. I'm not too sure, and we're waiting clarification on that for this year. outside of those hours, we can stream the game. What we would like to see as a CCC is that it's access for everybody as best we can. And by doing that, we don't want to look at deferred coverage or anything like that. We want it live. And if that means that it's an unusual time of a Sunday, of a Saturday, or indeed a Friday night, we're prepared to make that decision, because at the moment, only 500 people are going to get into this final. Hopefully, we're going to see maybe the GAA. I don't want to preempt anything, but I would have thought if we're going indoor dining that maybe they'll look at letting 1,000 in to games. If that's the case, we'd have greater numbers in. What we want to do is make sure and provide for all of the people that are at home that they're able to get access to a live coverage of the game. And if that means us having to put it on at an unusual time, we'll do it.
Yeah, and that's the similar situation, the same scenario in play for, not forgetting about Niamh Columbkill and Niamh Ulton, who have a game which is just as big to them as what a county final would be.
Of course, and again, the eye is certainly on Division 3, as I said there, because one of the clubs is in Division 3, one of them is in Division 4. That playoff is set for around either the weekend of the 20th or the 27th. That's yet to be decided when that is. Again, the option is to pull that forward, is there also, if need be, to get it played. And that's something the CCC, again, will be happy to do so. If we find ourselves that we need to do it, we will do it. Yeah. So, I will be happy enough that we've made, I suppose, contingency plans at this stage. And we intend to review it. And it is being reviewed on a daily basis. Austin, honestly, to be fair to Michelle Bennett and the referees, we are in daily contact. I mean, I suppose there's a couple of people on the CCC there, and it is daily contact. And in some cases, in the evening time, it's hourly contact at the moment. So you will see changes in games and maybe timing of games and different things is allowing for, look, if test results aren't back in time and we have to move games 2 or 3 hours to a little bit later of a Sunday than we normally would, we'll do it.
Yeah, okay. Listen, Ed, thanks for talking to us, and the best of luck with the next couple of weeks, because I know it's going to be a trying time for you guys, but you are doing your best to keep everybody happy.
No bother. Thanks a million. Well done to all the clubs again.